Welcome, race fans. Here's your local racing authority, Sam Chapman, with this week's Sound of Speed on Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome, race fans, and this is the Sound of Speed on Beach Booster Radio, and I'm your host, Sam. Here to recap a great weekend of racing with the NASCAR Camping World Truck, Xfinity, and Sprint Cup Series in Atlanta for two great days of racing. The NASCAR Xfinity Series would get the Saturday NASCAR doubleheader rolling with the 25th annual Heads Up Georgia 250. Kyle Busch would make his first start of the season in the Xfinity Series, kicking off his year strong by getting the pole for Saturday's race, leading the most laps, and getting the victory in Atlanta Saturday afternoon. Busch's teammate and protege, Erik Jones, would be the highest finishing Xfinity Series driver, coming home in third. Here's what race winner Kyle Busch had to say post-race.
We unloaded, and Chris Gale and all the guys did a great job. All three of our Toyota Camrys were really fast, and you know, I knew it was going to be a race of trying to keep up with the racetrack and keep up with the adjustments for our car. And Chris did a great job of that. And we were just able to stay ahead of Larson. Larson obviously had really good long run speed. We definitely had a bit more on the short run. So I was hoping for a little shorter run to the end. And 30, 35 laps, whatever that last one was probably just on the brink of enough, you know, for us and how fast our car was in that period of time. So can't say enough about being back with NOS Energy Drink, being back in Victory Lane with them, our first start back together, and being back in the 18 also, and scoring that first Xfinity Series win for Joe Gibbs Racing here for Toyota. You know, not quite as big as that day in 2008 when we won our first of the Sprint Cup Series. He was there that day.
Yes.
And so that was a pretty big day as well, too, but, you know, this is a good one as well.
The NASCAR Camping World Trucks would take to the track right after the Xfinity drivers finished up for the 8th annual Great Clips 200. Matt Crafton would get the pole and lead the most laps Saturday evening, but during a restart in the closing laps, Crafton, Suarez, and Christopher Bell would be battling for the lead when Bell would get into his teammate Suarez coming out of turn 2, turning the 51 into Matt Crafton, sending that 88 Toyota Tundra hard into the outside wall, and ending both of their days just a handful of laps before the finish. Christopher Bell would pick up the lead, but following the restart, Bell would lose a right front tire, sending his number 4 Toyota into the outside wall, ending his shot at a win just 8 laps before the finish. This would set up the final restart of the day, where John Hunter Nemechek, a rookie driving for ex-Sprint Cup Series driver and father, Joe Nemechek, would inherit the lead. Nemechek would hold off Canadian driver Cameron Haley in the final laps to get his second NASCAR Camping World Truck Series win. Here's what the young rookie had to say after getting the win.
It's a great way to get our second win. This time we didn't do it on fuel mileage, so I actually got to do a burnout tonight, which I was very excited to do. But being locked into the chase, it's something that you have to do. You have to run up front. You have to contend for wins. And luckily we got our win here in the second race of the year. But now we can go out. We can run as hard as we can each and every week and just go for wins, not have to worry about points.
The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series would be in Martinsville Sunday for the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 for race number 2 of 2016. Kurt Busch would lead the field down to the drop of the green flag on a sunny Sunday afternoon. Kurt would lead the opening runs of the race until Matt Kenseth would take the lead for the first time on lap 64. Kevin Harvick would take the lead on lap 116, and from that point on, he and Martin Truex Jr. would swap the lead back and forth while the race went through a long green flag run before we saw our first yellow flag of the day. The drivers wouldn't get a break until lap 211, and with the way these cars were sliding around with the new aero package and old service in Atlanta, they really needed it. The first yellow would fly because of some debris on track that NASCAR officials wanted to get cleared up. This would set off another long green flag run, and during the final round of pit stops, Jimmy Johnson would short pit, taking the lead from Kevin Harvick. When they all settled after pit stops, Johnson would be around 13 seconds clear of Kevin Harvick. Harvick would make up 6 seconds before the yellow flag would fly for Ryan Newman going for a spin on the front stretch, bringing out the yellow flag for just a second time on Sunday on lap 328. Johnson would lead the field down to the final restart, where he would hold off teammate Dale Earnhardt Jr. and the Busch brothers as Harvick would have a slow pit stop during the yellow flag, dropping him out of contention. Johnson would hit the overtime line, making the restart official just as cars started wrecking behind him. This would bring out the yellow flag and end the race, handing the win to the 48, tying Jimmy Johnson with Dale Earnhardt for all-time NASCAR wins with 76 victories. Dale Earnhardt Jr. would finish in second. Kyle Busch would come home in third after being forced to start in the rear of the pack. Big brother Kurt would finish in fourth, and Carl Edwards would round out the top five in the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. Jimmy Johnson would salute the fans and Dale Earnhardt, doing a burnout and then a Polish victory lap with 3 fingers out the window. Let's hear what the Sound of Speed pre-race pick had to say following his win.
Yeah, it was special for sure. Gosh, it's hard to, you know, I entered the sport just hoping I could win a race and keep a job for a few years, and to have 76 and tie Dale Earnhardt Sr. is something I'm very, very proud of. And I didn't have a chance to race against him, unfortunately. But today, you know, there's been a big void in my mind about not having that chance to race against him. And it was literally, you know, a handful of months away from having that opportunity. So to tie him today, for myself personally, gives me a little something. It's a little bit of attachment to the great Dale Earnhardt, and something I'm very proud of.
Points as NASCAR kicks off its West Coast swing in Las Vegas. Kyle Busch leads Martin Truex Jr., Kevin Harvick, Carl Edwards, and Denny Hamlin rounds out the top five just 2 points races into the season. Dale Earnhardt Jr. stayed quiet most of the day, but came home in second for a Hendrick Motorsports 1-2 finish. Let's hear what he had to say following his solid run.
Yeah, we had a great car. I could see the most of the top five there in front of me all day. Just never, you know, you had to take it easy on your tires, man, because you could wear them out. I wore mine out in the first run, jumped to the top, and drove all the way up to fifth or whatever. And then they were wore out, so I started falling back. So I learned then it was kind of like old school racing, man. You had to take care of your tires and be smart about them, how you drove the car and driving the car straight, not really slinging the car around or getting sideways. And when you got around another car or lap car, you had to be careful and go drive the car straight when you was getting around them. And then on old tires, if you got lucky to race somebody, it was a blast. Me and the 18 and the 2 had a real good time. A couple laps there, and a bunch of other guys we got to race with. It was fun. You know, everybody just wasn't hooked up and hauling tail. It was, you had to drive the cars. The cars were a real challenge, and I had a great time today inside the car and enjoyed driving it. It reminded me a lot of the 80s and 90s, the good old days. But I never drove in those days, but sure looked fun.
Don't forget to join me this Sunday for the Sound of Speed pre-race show. I'll get you set up with everything you need to know about Las Vegas and who you should keep your eye on throughout the race. And so far, I'm 2-for-2 this season, and all my picks finish in the top 5 this week. So, don't miss out. You can find The Sound of Speed anytime from anywhere with BeachBoosterRadio.com's new podcast page. So, when you wake up Sunday morning, you can put on The Sound of Speed with your morning coffee or seconds before the race. It's your call. Before I go, I'd like to thank everyone at Beach Booster Radio. Without them, the Sound of Speed wouldn't be possible. While you're listening to the Sound of Speed on Beach Booster Radio, don't forget to head on over to check out the blog and the latest Beach Booster publication. And when I'm done, be sure to check out all the other great local programming Beach Booster Radio has to offer. You can also download the Beach Booster Radio app and take great music with you anywhere you go. Available for both Android and iOS devices. That's about it for today. Don't forget to join me Sunday morning at 11 to get set up for the Cobalt 400 from the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great night, race fans.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.